Budget time in the last couple of weeks here in New South Wales, and surprise, surprise, many of the hunters feeling they were left out again. One person who's speaking up on behalf of the Swansea electorate is the MP Yasmin Catley, believing that, well, yeah, 0-0-0 is all we got for the area. Firstly, good morning, Yasmin. Why do you think that the Swansea electorate's missing out again?
Oh, look, Mark, you know, the government's incredibly arrogant, isn't it? I mean, it provided no transport infrastructure funding whatsoever for the Swansea electorate, and you're quite right, that 3 years in a row now. And 3 years in a row, in fact, that I've been seeking to get funding, certainly for Carter's Road, which is on the Central Coast. That's a road that needs serious upgrade, and the government know that it's causing terrible traffic chaos on the Pacific Highway and also on that road itself. So it's not a very expensive project by any stretch of the imagination. The local council support it, RMS support it, but the government just can't see beyond, you know, Sydney, basically.
Why do you think that is? Because we hear that right across the state as well, that, oh, all of our tax money is going to Sydney, and basically they're bordered by, you know, by the Hawkesbury, the Blue Mountains and the Bulleye Pass, and nothing ever seems to come on the other side of those three areas.
I think that, you know, I can understand people's cynicism in relation to that because that's how it appears. But this time, I must say, there was quite a bit of money going to National Party seats. Now, the National Party, as we all know, experienced a pretty torrid by-election in Orange. They lost the seat that they had held since the Second World War. So they know that there's a bit of trouble in their heartland, but they have not been, you know, representing their constituents as their constituents would expect them to. For instance, they are allowing the Liberal Party to decimate TAFE. Now, we all know how important TAFE are in regional areas, and the further west you go, the more important they become. So they're certainly sandbagging those areas, that's for sure. But look, can I say, in the Swansea electorate, there are several things that I've been seeking funding for since I was elected in 2015. Firstly, it's the radio base at the Marine Rescue Radio Base up at Swansea Heads. I have sought support from every elected representative in Lake Macquarie because it obviously doesn't just service the Swansea electorate, it services a much broader area than that, and it is unanimous in support of that from, it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. That will be, you know, about a bit over $1 million in investment. So again, we're not talking about a lot of money. That building has had nothing done to it since the 60s, and it is just out of date, and they need an upgrade to be able to do the great work that they do in keeping people safe on the water.
Yasmin, you think if it hasn't been updated since the 60s, it would almost be back in vogue again, fashion-wise. Are there some other things in the area that you'd love to see a few dollars spent on?
Well, the building itself, you're quite right. The building itself is very retro, but unfortunately the equipment, it's a little to be desired. Also, I've been seeking or asking the government to buy a dredge for the channel, the Swansea Channel. The government has spent almost $3 million since 2011 on maintenance dredging projects there in the channel every time it shoals up. I just think that they're throwing good money after bad, and I think that if they had a permanent dredge there and you had an ongoing maintenance program, then you would not be spending anywhere in that vicinity of taxpayer funds. Now, it's not just the Swansea Channel, though, that needs dredging. Of course, we have the Tugger Lake system that also needs dredging. We've got down at the entrance there. I know that the Central Coast Council have had to pitch in, you know, a couple of $100,000 to resolve some of their problems, which, quite frankly, they are not a council responsibility, our channels. They are a state responsibility, and the state should be stumping up and paying for them. Of course, we see similar works being required up in tea gardens and the like. So I'm suggesting that we purchase a dredge that is mobile, and we would be able to use it up and down the eastern seaboard on an ongoing maintenance program.
You guys have it for a couple of weeks, and then it gets booked in for July at Tea Gardens, then up and down it goes. Some great jobs that will come out of that as well. Yasmin, unfortunately, we didn't get any of those things this year. Fingers crossed there might be some movement by the time next year rolls around, but, of course, we're all cynical of politicians anyway.
Oh, except for me, of course.
Naturally. There are exceptions, Yasmin. Good luck keeping up the fight for the electorate of Swansea, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for your time, Mark. Bye-bye.
MP for Swansea, Yasmin Catley, talking about some of the lack of funding for the Swansea electorate with us this morning at 2NURFM 103.7.